4. The Rise of Pathogens. When I was a medical student, I spent the summer assisting a doctor whose job was to examine workers in a West Virginia Job Corps program. It was a great experience because it was intensely clinical. I learned to do careful physical exams on a large number of basically healthy young people. My teacher, Dr. Fred Cooley, was practical, smart, and funny. My job with him ended at about 1 in the afternoon, so I could head over to the hospital and work with other doctors, seeing all kinds of patients. They didn't have many medical students, so they welcomed me with open arms, a trainee with lots of questions. One afternoon, we were called to see an 11-year-old boy who had become acutely ill and was hospitalized. He lived in a small, very conservative Baptist community. He had been perfectly well until about 2 days earlier when he began to feel achy. He developed a fever and an upset stomach. The next day, his fever worsened and he had a headache. On the third day, he developed small purplish dots all over his body. His parents were scared and brought him to the hospital, which was a good thing. The emergency room doctors quickly diagnosed Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, a disease caused by a bite from a tick infected with a type of bacteria called rickettsia. Although first discovered in the Bitterroot Valley in Montana, hence its name, it is much more common in the eastern half of the country. The bacterium multiplies within cells lining blood vessels, invoking a vigorous immune response. That explains the rash, since the blood vessels get inflamed and break. And it explains the headache, since the brain's blood vessels are involved, causing a form of encephalitis. The boy was started on tetracycline, a life-saving antibiotic. If treatment isn't given immediately or is started too late, RMSF is fatal in up to 30% of people. I accompanied the doctors up to see him. His hospital room was darkened because light hurt his eyes, indicating that his brain was affected. His body was covered in purple spots, more than I have seen in anyone since. Some of the spots ran together, producing big blackish purple patches. His hair was matted. He was drenched in sweat.